Ministry is feeling the bite of Kenya's tensions. Christians are working hand in hand to meet needs in northern Uganda, and a village leader in Bali comes to Christ despite threats. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. In an effort to mediate, Kenya's bloody election standoff is underway. In the meantime, violence doesn't appear to have let up, resulting in more displaced families. There's almost no agency left unaffected. Mano Kamalason is CEO of Opportunity International Kenya.
We have about 8,000 clients, and about 20% of those clients have been displaced. Our primary concern right now is safety.
Opportunity International has been mixing micro-enterprise with ministry in Kenya since 2006.
Several of our clients have had their businesses burned to the ground, their homes threatened. There's a few that have actually been killed. None of our staff have been injured.
Kamalason says the hope of Christ will play a critical role in the recovery.
Opportunity International is a Christian organization that is primary focus is transformation, is the improvement of quality of life economically, spiritually, and socially. So we have our work cut out for us.
Go to our website if you'd like to help them. Next, Kenya's opposition has called off protests as talks to resolve the bloody political standoff begin. Compassion International has 29 projects at the center of the chaos. 1,500 Compassion families and children have been affected, but other details are sketchy. Compassion Kenya is providing medical aid, counseling, and other assistance to help other families too. Pray that the talks would bring stability and for the teams as they serve as the hands and feet of Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Bright Hope International helps ministries who are already sold out doing God's work. They found Eagle's Nest Ministries working in Uganda with very few resources. Still, many are coming to Christ there. Butch Dodds-White, Eagle's Nest director, says former child soldiers desperately need to hear the gospel.
We're hopeful that it's really come to an end. It looks like it has come to an end, but it's one of those wait and see. But people do feel safe enough to go back to the villages.
By providing medical packs and funding, Bright Hope eases the pressure on Eagle's Nest Ministries. Government peace talks are going on now, but there are still 4,000 people in the camp where Dodds-White works.
They're asking for something to help them spiritually to take these terrible dreams and awful nightmares that they go through. So spiritually, there's a big demand.
Find out how you can help by going online. Meanwhile, evangelist Sammy Tippett and his team are in South Africa and Angola this week. Tippett will preach in the gold and silver mines on Friday and Saturday. Later on, he'll be holding training for evangelists throughout the area. The team then heads to Angola to hold major evangelistic events and a discipleship training seminar. In early February, they'll begin 5 major evangelistic events as well as leadership training. Pray that many will come to know Christ. And for the first time, Book of Hope International recently showed the Godman film on the South Pacific island of Bali. It has a long history of Hinduism. One village leader, Landra, wouldn't give permission for the film to be shown. He did invite them back a few weeks later. Ty Silva says,
this time, Landra had prepared a place for the Godman to be shown. In fact, it was in a field right in front of his own house. And they had the film showing, and the children and the people of the village were very excited. In fact, they filled the field and overflowed into the street.
Afterward, Landra gave his life to Christ, angering other leaders. Threats came in, but the Hindu police promised to protect them. Still, Landra was stripped of his leadership. Silva shared Landra's response.
Landra gave a very similar response as Nicodemus. He said, if they turn against me for showing the story of a man who taught so many wonderful things and did so much good, then let it be.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's The Message New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.